Now, the offshore detention policies of both the major Australian political parties has been well documented. Starting with the Keating government in 1902, the act of mandatory detention of people entering Australia without a valid visa has had so many cold solutions come and go with multiple administrations. But the act of detaining refugees offshore for an indefinite amount of time continues, including children. Now, acclaimed director Eva Orner, herself an ex-Australian resident, now living in the USA, took it upon herself to make a film that gets inside the camps, shows the conditions the asylum seekers endure, and the attempts to expose what the government has been doing. The one-day crew, consisting of Horror Show, Spit Syndicate, Jackie Onassis and Joyrider, are bringing a special screening of the documentary to be shown at the Factory Theatre next Wednesday night, and it's been really great to have Nick and Adit from Horror Show in the studio with me today. G'day, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man.
Thank you for having us.
No worries. Thanks for coming down. Look, this is a really, I mean, personal issue for a lot of people, and evokes a lot of emotion, and I think it's great that you guys are putting this on. Can you tell us what spurred the idea of putting on this screening of Chasing Asylum next week?
I guess seeing the movie for ourselves.
Yeah.
We saw it, I think it was about 6 weeks ago, a month or two ago, in Sydney, and it was deeply moving. And you kind of, while you're watching it, there's a sense of helplessness, I suppose. It's also sort of trying to inspire you to do something about it. You know, the whole thing is, the purpose of it is not just to have you kind of mope around at the situation. So I don't know. We were incredibly moved by it. There's a sense of helplessness there, but also we just felt like, I don't know, motivated to kind of do what we can to have as many people see the movie as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose we went to like a smaller screening of the film, and as Adit said, we were, you know, really moved by it. And I suppose we just thought, given the kind of network or support base that we have in Sydney, that we, you know, have a chance to, if we put a screening on, that we're able to reach more people off the bat than your average person. And we think it's really good that people, like, we believe probably all Australians should see this film, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just an opportunity for us to do something that is going to raise awareness and educate people the way that we were educated when we saw the film, because you know, a lot of this footage hasn't been seen before, and there's been a lot of censorship and control of journalists entering the camps and things like that. So
yeah, and so the film hasn't had like general release or anything like that. It's only sort of been shown in special screenings, and I think the United, that Human Rights Festival, I think it was, or they sort of showed it. Why do you think it hasn't had a wide release? Is there a reason behind that?
Because it's pretty controversial stuff, you know, and a lot of the footage in the film was obtained illegally, you know, in the eyes of the law and the Border Force Act and things like that. You know, mentioning that censorship, like, it's made it illegal for people to film or even to speak about what happens in the camps, you know? So it's pretty red hot stuff for your average cinema to sort of take on, or for big film distributors to take on. It's kind of similar with Utopia when that came out last year, the John Pilger doco, you know?
Like, that's right, yeah.
No kind of mainstream cinema would pick it up because it's too red hot, you know? But it's cool that there's this organization called TUG, and they're kind of like cinema on demand, you know. So their model is trying to empower ordinary people to be able to do what we're doing and put on a screening. They've got kind of a whole range of films that they represent, which, you know, a lot of them are to do with controversial stuff, or, you know, so it's kind of empowering your average person to put on a film screening of something they think is important.
And that's a good thing, because like you say, it's a film that more people should see that obviously don't have access to see it. And you guys have a great pulling power. Like you say, you do the one day Sunday shows, and you get these parties get sold out on a Sunday, and to be able to tap into that audience and say, hey, make people aware of what's going on. And do you think there's a good crossover between the people who attend your parties and also who'll be going to this screening?
Well, I suppose we'll find out on Wednesday, man.
Yeah, yeah. What's the capacity at this theatre there? In the factory?
Well, it changes depending on the different events and like the configurations they're doing, but for Wednesday there's going to be like about 350 400 tickets, yep, something like that.
Fantastic.
And you know, there's only maybe a few dozen left, so you know, we've been we've been really stoked with the response from our support base, and that's the main place we promoted the film, was on our kind of one day socials, you know, the channels that we normally promote the parties through.
Yeah.
One day Sundays, as you mentioned, you know, so definitely I think there'll be a crossover there, and it's cool watching that reaction online from people who follow our music going like, wow, you know, this sounds cool, or tagging their mates or whatever. And
yeah, yeah,
obviously people are pumped up about it and they're buying tickets. It's going to be a great night. We've got like a few other things going on in the evening. We've got Mark Isaacs, who appears in the film and is one of the whistleblowers involved in getting this story out. He's going to do a Q&A with the crowd afterwards.
Wow.
And also, like, the biggest thing about the night, which we probably should have mentioned like earlier, is it's a fundraiser for the Refugee Advice and Casework Service. So
yeah,
you know, all the proceeds, all the money from the ticket sales is actually going to an organization that represents asylum seekers and refugees in legal situations, and, you know, fights for their rights and advocates for their rights. So
yeah,
it's great that you know, people are going to, in the same process, people are going to be able to come along, engage with something that's really important, and, you know, educate themselves, and then also their dollars are going straight to, you know, the right people and organization who are trying to combat and advance these issues. So
yeah, yeah. And that's a great cause, and really, really good idea to be able to do that, and help that the Refugee and Advice and Casework Service. Now, the topic of the actual movie, of course, it's got some footage where they go into the camps, and it shows the trip over on the boats and things like that. Now, even Orna, like myself, is actually a child of parents that escaped Hungary during the revolution.
Yeah, right.
Now, she back then, it seemed like Australia would welcome refugees, because there's a lot of refugees in the Holocaust and during the revolutions in Europe. What's changed? Why are we not so open now? Why aren't we welcoming in these Syrian refugees more than we should be? Or, you know, do you think this
more
is some...
More than we, as much as we said we would.
Well, like that even... too. We've only taken 3,500 of the 12,000 that yeah. was promised. I don't know how, if that's ever going to eventuate, but what are we afraid of? Why aren't we letting them in?
I mean,
that's a big question. That's
man.
A pretty big question. look, for me, I think it's something that stems back to like the Howard years, really. And I think it just sort of, I think it comes from leadership. Really, I feel like in the late 90s, I don't know, there was just this trend towards. This sort of like divide and conquer kind of mentality among some of the leaders of our country. And they would sort of create this other, you know, creating kind of fear in you know, people and the unknown for the simple act of just like trying to get votes. I mean, we all remember the Children Overboard scandal that you know, the Tampa thing in 2001,
just a turning point, wasn't it? I feel like that was, you know, people all of a sudden started, you know, thinking that these people who were coming to our country would throw their own children.
It was
very
much a cultural shift sort of happened around the turn of the millennium, and I don't think we've ever really recovered from that. I mean, there's a whole raft of other things, you know. I think like economic sort of circumstances of where the country is right now, where people feel, you know, maybe they do feel insecure in some ways, but I really think that this cultural shift happened around that time. I mean, you were talking about, you know, post World War II and, you know, the Holocaust and the sort of refugees. The mass movement of people has been happening for centuries, decades. Even in the movie, there's a great, really like beautiful moment where Malcolm Fraser's interviewed, and he kind of talks about, you know, the Vietnamese refugees that sort of came in through the 70s. You know, there was something like 70,000 or more Vietnamese refugees coming into Australia, and it's very much sort of what this nation's sort of built on.
Oh,
really,
100%. Like, this country's built on refugees, built on multiculturalism. We should be embracing that, you know, and not letting them languish in these camps. And I know so many people are against this, and it's great that, you know, people are protesting, and we see protests on the street every couple of weeks, you know, bring them here, you know. And it's just, I just can't fathom how the political people can just let this keep on happening, you know. Even Manus now, which is supposed to be shut down, PNG have said it's unconstitutional. And Australia still says, no, we're not going to let them come here. And even though half of the, I think, 800 that are at Manus are deemed as official refugees, mm-hmm. they still won't let them come.
Yeah.
I just hope screenings like yours can open people's eyes a bit more to the, what's going on in those camps. And
I think Corinne Grant like put it really well on Q&A the other week when she said that, you know, the government is hoodwinking people and by preventing them from knowing what conditions these people are in and stuff, that's how they've been able to get away with it and this policy has continued, you know? Yeah. Because, yeah, when you see the images and when you really kind of engage with the human impact of these policies, I don't see how anyone could, like, see this film and just think that this is the way to do things, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's really important that people make an effort to see this film. Thanks to the One Day guys for putting this on next week. And if you can't get tickets to it, I'm sure there'll be another screening at some point somewhere else down the track. So just keep an eye out for Chasing Asylum. But you can buy tickets at thefactorytheatre.com.au. It's next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And all the money raised goes to the Refugee Advice and Caseworks Service. Guys, thanks so much for, A, putting on this screening and then coming in today to 2CR and a chat.
Oh, no worries, man. Thanks for having us.
Nick.
Cheers. That was Nick and Addit from Horror Show.